Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Online, Scott Hennon, Todd Mitchell, and Kevin Flynn. If you're watching us online, by golly, you're seeing Todd at the studios of K-Fire. You're seeing Kevin Flynn at the studios of AM 1100 The Flag. And I'm somewhere in the middle of Minnesota. Been kind of a funeral week. My business partner, Steve Alston's father, passed away. So I'm down in Mora, Minnesota today for that funeral later today. The press conference of Joe Biden yesterday was 2 hours of the most painful. Did anybody else here watch the entire thing, beginning to end?
No.
Todd? No, okay.
No, I was on Todd. The air, so I couldn't.
Yeah, you poor things. I was unfortunately detained in a vehicle, and so I have the whole 2 hours in my head, and there's nothing to report from it. It was nothing but a disaster, other than two things that should have come up, didn't come up. Crime, which is a major problem in the United States today, as well as the border situation, did not come up. So we're going to lean in on those two topics. We'll give you some highlights or lowlights from the press conference later in the program today. We're going to start with the Fargo police chief today on the program, Dave Zabalski. And Chief Zabalski has joined us fairly regularly on the program. We've had a good dialogue. He's in the middle of a controversy related to officers who have left and their exit interviews, as well as some early retirements that are laid squarely at his feet. We want to give him a chance to respond to that. Chief Zabalski, thanks for joining us on the program today. How are you?
Good. Thank you, sir.
So let's just start with the big picture. There is allegations that your leadership has caused low morale in the Fargo Police Department, and there is a high number of resignations and departures. The exit interviews do not speak highly of your leadership, and also some early retirements where some people are speaking out. Even your past location, Beloit, Wisconsin, one of the reporters that's going to join us later today from Valley News Live is under some of the similar concerns there, saying, hey, we're not surprised. What do you say to these allegations, Chief?
Well, I think we addressed that at our meeting earlier this week. What I really wanted to talk about is the fact that our cops are doing outstanding work in the street, and that our cops are safe and our community is safe. Just last evening, for an example, our officers out on patrol on the way to a call saw a stolen vehicle, a vehicle involved in a robbery. Got some additional assistance, made a felony stop, arrested the individual, recovered three firearms, and this has happened on two other occasions in the last week and a half. So I really want to assure our community that they are safe and that our officers are being taken care of.
I think everybody listening that is a resident of not only Fargo, but any community wants to hear that from their police chief. And obviously, these are challenging times in which we live in right now, where law enforcement's under attack. And in some places, they're the bad guy. Thankfully, we live where we live, where that is rare. But we still want the morale of our police department to be robust, and these people to feel appreciated and wanted not only by the community, but their leaders. And while I respect the fact that you addressed some of this in a special meeting this week before the Fargo City Commission, our listeners didn't hear all of that. So tell me why your critics are wrong.
Well, as I laid out in the presentation, the exit interviews, of which there was 18, one of which did not have anything to do with me. It was written by an individual who has been on leave before I started and was referencing the prior administration. Some of those statements unwittingly made it into reports related to my leadership. 12 of the remaining 17 had either positive comments or positive ratings. The remaining five were three persons working in our records division at various times. There was some issues that were being addressed there. And then there was the other two in which much of the statements in the media were utilized. So I think in terms of that, you have a couple people saying the same thing many times versus many people saying the same thing. But I really want to focus going forward, because I think it's important for our officers that we move forward from this controversy so they can concentrate on what they really need to be thinking about. So I'm looking forward to the meeting on Monday and working with our commission on whatever plan they think is reasonably and objectively measurable to help move the department forward and take some of the stress off our officers related to this as we internally continue to work towards addressing staffing, recruitment, and retention issues. And our executive staff is doing a great job on this effort, and I'm confident that going forward we will resolve that.
So obviously going forward is going to depend on, you know, sort of the morale of the department and how things are going. So as you, again, look back so you can look forward after Monday and get down to the business of being police chief and law and order in the city of Fargo, the largest city in the state of North Dakota and one that sort of sets the tone for others. Eventually, this stuff creeps west. You look back and say, hey, I've not done anything that I feel is out of line. I don't think I've done anything to contribute to this morale problem, and that in balance, there's as much people that are okay with my leadership and have said good things about my leadership as have said they didn't like my leadership. You look back and say, there's nothing here that needs to clean up in aisle five or anything that I've done differently, Chief?
Well, sure. I think there's always room for improvement in a lot of areas. And I'm working on communication and completing my one-on-ones with the department. You know, I've done about 130-plus interviews. And so I think that's been very helpful as they get to know every officer as an individual and continuing to grow those bonds. So I think coming in from the outside, that's a difficult task. The other thing that makes it difficult is, you know, changes the organizational culture, and that can also be difficult for some folks. But yes, I have actually received support from within. Officers have contacted me and letting me know that they are supportive of the change efforts and they understand why they're being implemented and have encouraged me to stay. So, you know, looking at it from a police chief perspective, you have to have the support of your elected officials, your department, and the community. And if I have those three groups, most of their support, we can be effective and we can be successful and move forward. So that's inspiring to me, while understanding that some folks may not be interested in some of the changes or maybe the rate of change, which could also be something that maybe could have gone a little slower. Would make it a little more palatable for them. But I also want to point out that many of the things that were implemented were things that the department brought to my attention when I started in those one-on-one interviews.
What would be an example of that, where you say, hey, this is a change that I brought as a result of what I learned from others that didn't go as smooth as it should have? What needed changing the most?
Well, a couple of the key things that majority of the members had in their surveys and conversations was the shift in the patrol side, the shift. They wanted a change, something that where they would be working together in more of a team environment. The schedule that we proposed and then laid out for them, got their input, and that they all voted on it before it was implemented, provided not only the staffing we need at the time we need the most officers, but it gives them a nice off-day schedule to provide that work-life balance. They also wanted new promotional procedures, and we completely revamped our promotional procedures, doing that differently, and we've run one for sergeants where we had a very large pool, and lieutenants where we had a large pool of those that would have been eligible, and detectives. So in terms of morale in the department, having large pools of applicants for promotion is a positive indicator. If no one wanted to move in the organization, that would be more concerning.
Does the city administration need to provide more oversight to either, I guess, validate your leadership so far or in any way help with some of these areas where you say you can improve? It's one of the things I saw in the exit interviews that there was a lack of oversight by the city administration. You want more of that?
Yeah, well, I think it's part of the game. As I said, you know, we have to have we have support of the commission, and I cannot complain about their support at all. They've been very good. the extent that they want to have information or be involved, I'm totally fine with that. As I said at the meeting, and offered previously to get together and discuss that information, all they ever have to do is ask. And I've responded to many commission requests and through the mayor or individually. And looping in the mayor, he's our portfolio for the police department. So there's really no problem at all.
I'd like to answer, if you don't mind, on this. Texter says, any truth that Mayor Mahoney's son was given special treatment when stopped for a traffic violation? Been a lot of rumors about that. Any truth to that?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know that he was stopped for a traffic violation.
But you don't even know if he was. So then obviously there couldn't have been special treatment if you don't know that he was stopped. You reject that idea there was any special treatment there?
I think our officers are very professional and they're very ethical. I would support whatever reasonable decisions they make, and I'm not aware of an incident like that. As we do with anyone that we stop, they can decide to issue a citation or a warning.
Got it. Chief, appreciate your time today. Sorry you had to wait to jump on with us. We're looking forward to doing these conversations monthly, and we'll follow Monday's meeting and see where this goes. Thank you,
sir.
Sounds
great. Thank you.
Chief David Zabalski, Police Chief, City of
Park. Emily Bivens is the Executive Director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
This is how we do every day. We If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, by the way. And our friends at MyPillow have done it again with some great specials all month long. Now, last time I checked, we don't have a ton of time left in January, so we're talking the next 11 days here. Some great offers. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square, all of the bedding in January. Anything related to sleeping is 50% off. So sleepwear sheets, 2-inch mattress topper, blankets, quilts, comforters, 50% off everything. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. That's not only my pillow products, but all kinds of American-made products. And FrankSpeech.com, 50% off all of them. And they have a huge overstock sale on select pillowcases, couch pillows, individual towels. The body pillow case, regularly priced $117.97, now it's $39.99. That's the body pillow and the case. Kevin Flynn special right there.
There you go.
Call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Tom Homan, the former director of ICE for Ronald Reagan, all the way through President Trump. How's that for a service for your country? I don't know if you've seen this, but the ICE report, that is where agency in charge of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement has to say, here's how many folks we arrested this year. Here's how many got away. I know this will come as a big surprise. The Biden administration is hiding the football, not putting that report out. And the border crisis did not even come up yesterday in the conversations with the president in that press conference. So we're going to talk to Tom Homan about that next hour as well. And back to the crime story and the morale of the police department just a bit with a reporter that's done some digging. So stay tuned for all that. Right now, another University of Mary March for Life travel log, 30-hour bus trip underway for students of the University of Mary. And Father Dominic Pelk is here. Father Pelk is the chaplain at the University of Mary, and he's traveling with 200 University of Mary students to the March for Life. So it's been 24 hours. Describe the trip so far. How's it been, Father?
Well, it's been good. We just landed here in D.C., so to speak. We made a quick stop here at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Northeast D.C., and we all arrived in one piece. So we're a little tired, but we're all doing pretty well.
That is good to hear on the road report. How was Notre Dame and Mass at the Basilica?
It was beautiful. The Mass at the Basilica, we ate in their little student center. It was nice. Unfortunately, it was snowing and cold, so we didn't escape that. But we all had a good time at a very beautiful location.
I love this pilgrimage because you're making some key stops to kind of keep everybody pumped up and ready to go. And, of course, tomorrow about this time, the actual March for Life. What time does the March for Life actually start, Father?
We have a Mass for all the North Dakota groups at about 10:30. And I think the march itself, there's a little program. That's where the president spoke a few years ago. And then I think Mike Pence is delivering a speech. And then I think it starts about 1, the actual march.
That's fantastic. And it'll be interesting to see how many people are there. I know normally Washington, D.C. is flooded with people. But of course, it's like total lockdown. In fact, it's challenging even feeding the kids, right? Because obviously some of these are students that have chosen not to be vaccinated, and they might as well be like three-headed monsters in Washington, D.C., the way they're treated there. So how do you feed everybody, Father?
Well, that's kind of goofy, but, you have to respect our students. They knew that coming in, and it's definitely a lot different from North Dakota. But they were willing to come anyway and put up with whatever the local administration has to offer them. I'm standing here with a student, too, here, if you'd like to talk to her.
I would, yeah, absolutely.
Hi, I'm Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, Sophia?
I am from Bloomington, Minnesota.
Very nice. Twin City student, headed up the University of Mary and joined the March for Life. Now, you knew this was going to be grueling, 30 hours there, 30 hours back. Tell us what motivated you to be part of this endeavor.
Well, I wanted to march for life, and I'm actually a little emotional right now because my grandpa just passed away last night, and I'm also marching for his soul in a way, but I'm of course the main reason is for the unborn children, but of course euthanasia is also a problem, so yeah, I'm keeping his soul in my prayers as well as all the unborn children.
Awesome.
Good for you. My gosh, that has to be tough, but I'll bet you your grandpa's pretty proud that you're there. You can keep that front and center, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you been to Washington, D.C. before, Sophia, for a March for Life?
Not for a March for Life. I've only been to D.C. My sister went to Catholic University, but I've never been to a March for Life in D.C., so I'm really excited to be here for one.
How old are you, and what grade are you, or what class are you at the University of Mary?
I'm 20 years old. I'm a sophomore, and I just transferred this year, actually, so I'm kind of a new student to the school.
Fantastic.
Well, good for you. What, you know, talk about as a 20-year-old how this issue became front and center for you. It's you know, it's so wonderful that March for Life, I've been there a number of times, to see the youngsters, to see the youth embrace the fact that this is just not America. To be able to end an innocent life like this is just wrong on so many levels. How did you come to embrace this cause at such a young age?
Well, I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school my whole life. And my high school, Chesterton Academy, they recently started going weekly to a Planned Parenthood facility and praying outside of there. And so we've always, and we always go to the March for Life in Minnesota every year. So that definitely inspired me to keep fighting for life and keep trying to help these unborn children, as well as the mothers who are seduced by Planned Parenthood to get these abortions.
It's a good way to describe what happens with Planned Parenthood. It is a seduction of sorts to say everything will be better if you just eliminate this innocent little life in your womb. You know, it's just awful. But I believe it can change. I believe the Supreme Court is leaning into a change right now and sending this back to the state. But if it changes, it will be because of a lot of Sophias in this world that have said, not on my watch, not going to happen. So glad that you and 199 other students from the University of Mary are there. And the bus trip wasn't too bad. It was a pilgrimage.
Yes, it was honestly, it didn't actually seem that long for some reason.
Well, that's great. And it doesn't when you're doing it for a cause. I've done that bus trip chaperoning high school students from Shanley, and I loved every minute of it, even as an old guy, just to be inspired about what was happening. Sophia, thank you so much. Tell Father Bach thank you, and we'll check in with you guys tomorrow before you head off to the march, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sophia. That's great.
Awesome.
Tell me that doesn't fill your bucket, guys.
It
you know,
does. I was just thinking that.
Like, huh?
Yes.
Wow. And Father Bach, thank you. It's one of the reasons I love the University of Mary, by the way. And, you know, there's a great gift you can give to yourself. It's the gift of education. Certificate, degree, graduate degree. If you use the promo code SCOTT at UMary, your application fee is waived. We're going to be broadcasting there in the coming weeks. Looking forward to it. And really appreciate those students. More from them tomorrow. All right, Valley News Live reporter on what's going on at the Fargo Police Department when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation tearing at the American workers' buying power, the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, global crisis in Ukraine, Iran, North Korea, and our border with Mexico, President Biden tells the American people Wednesday that he has exceeded most expectations.
Outperformed what anybody thought would happen. We have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that.
Democrats failed in their effort to change the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule, with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona siding with all Republicans in the evenly split Senate. 52 lawmakers opposed the rule change, while 48, all Democrats, were in favor. Senator Manchin on the Senate floor.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts, IAQ. That's an acronym that has become synonymous with the COVID SARS-19 because indoor air quality is more important now than it has been any time in our lifetime, where people are saying, okay, there's a lot of bugs in the air. There's viruses. There's mold. It all kind of always is. And you guys remember the sick building syndrome craze? People living in, you know, or working in a building and getting sick and they can't figure it out. Well, indoor air quality is what ultimately solved that problem. You don't hear about it anymore. But H.A. Thompson & Sons has been at this for a long time, and it's really not that complicated. It's bad stuff out, good stuff in. It's constantly circulating the air. That's why there's been a heck of a lot less COVID-19 cases in airplanes, as an example, because they're constantly circulating the air, right? Bad stuff gets sucked out, you know, fresh air comes in, and it works in that way. Now, they've done this in major facilities, healthcare, long-term care, schools, in an industrial sense, but the good thing about the university, or rather about H.A. Thompson & Sons, is they can do what they do for long-term care and schools in your home, in your business. And if you do the data on that, the positives that happen in those places that have it are way low, way lower than places that don't. So long story short, indoor air quality is important, especially with this flu. This flu is wicked right now, guys. There is a lot of flu. In fact, there's more hospitalizations from the flu right now than there are from COVID. Of course, the news media doesn't tell you that because they want you to pretty much wrap yourself in bubble wrap and never leave your house and put five masks on because they love spreading fear. Not that COVID isn't serious. It is, but the flu is more serious, causing more hospitalizations right now. Again, why you need indoor air quality to be top-notch, and they do it at H.A. Thompson & Sons, hatandsons.com to find out more. Okay, we are trying to get to the bottom of a situation at the Fargo Police Department related to a large number of officers leaving and in their exit interview saying, hey, I'm leaving because I don't like the leadership here. I don't like the morale here. Okay. Also, some early resignations. Valley News Live crime and safety reporter Bailey Hurley has been reporting on this for some time. Also went back to where the current chief, Dave Zabowski, was previously employed and found some of the similar concerns there. Bailey, thanks for taking some time for us to unpack this story. Crime is a big concern of everybody. It's one of those just bedrock issues that you're always keeping an eye on. Crime numbers in North Dakota are on the rise, not on the decline. Drug arrests are up. Well, we just want our police department, happy, healthy, and taking on this crime wherever we live. And certainly, as Fargo goes, sometimes the rest of the state goes. What is most concerning to you as the crime and safety reporter at Valley News Live and your viewers on this particular story?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on this morning. I think the most concerning thing that I keep hearing both from the public and the several officers, both current and former, who are not only talking to me but other journalists and are also writing into city commissioners, is the public safety aspect, but also the officer safety aspect. I'm sure you saw the letter that was surfaced yesterday that was sent out to city commissioners after that city commission meeting on Tuesday. And this officer obviously stayed anonymous, which in my opinion is both frustrating while I also understand. He claims that he's a 20-year current officer, and he says that staffing is so low right now that a felony traffic stop where the person who's being pulled over is known to be violent to officers, or is just known to be violent, that these officers are going to these high-priority calls by themselves, and they're not getting backup. They're being denied backup, or there's just not an opportunity for backup. That's the claim. David Zavolsky has said, I'm not aware of any incidents where this has happened. Mayor Mahoney is now opening an investigation and says, if this is true, then Zavolsky, you're basically out. In my opinion, the biggest concern are all of these safety concerns that have been brought up, both public-wise and on the officer side.
We had a chance to speak with the chief earlier, and he, of course, wants to pivot and talk about the future and says we've addressed all this at the meeting. Obviously, Monday City Commission meeting could be interesting because you heard at least one Fargo City Commission member propose a workup plan to say, hey, we're going to decide, is the chief going to be here, is he not going to be here, and you're going to have a time of, you know, 6 months or less to be able to make that decision. Dave Pepcorn, another city commissioner, not happy. Now, you just mentioned the mayor. That's 3 of 5 Fargo City Commissioners expressing grave concern here. Arlette Preston and John Strand seem to be defending the chief. What do you anticipate is going to happen Monday related to this situation?
I think this improvement plan is going to go forward. I know that Commissioner Pepcorn is very, very heated right now. He really wants Zavolsky out. But Gehrig, on the other hand, it wants to give the chief his due process. Gehrig isn't saying we should ignore what people in what these former officers and current officers in Beloit are saying. And he's not saying that we shouldn't not listen to these former officers in their exit interviews in Fargo. He's just saying that's a data point. Let's keep that in mind, but also let's try and fix this. Something that he told me.
I think we lost her. I'll call her right back.
All right. Yeah, she was breaking up there a little bit, so maybe not the best cell signal. I would also say this about our conversation with Chief Zavolsky. That didn't sound like a chief that was very confident about his current position. It sounded to me like a chief that was a little bit defeated and on the defensive. And again, a story she just told us about where a very serious situation on the plates of the Fargo police officers, and then they're having to call for backup, and they don't get backup. I mean, these are the things that in the middle of this are not easy. Sorry, Bailey, we lost you in the middle of that. So your assessment of what's going to happen Monday is that this is going to be front and center, and there's going to be a very public plan for the Chief Deaver sink or swim related to his future leadership of the department, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people on.
I think she's going through a tunnel or something.
Lost her again.
Hmm.
She obviously doesn't have Patriot Mobile. I'm just saying.
There you go. There you go.
Might be a time to, you know, make a switch and hop on Patriot Mobile. Not only could the conversation continue, but she'd save a few bucks, Todd. You know what I'm saying?
You bet.
Yeah, exactly right. 972-PATRIOT. I'd give them a call today or go to patriot.com, patriotmobile.com, rather, /flag family for the very good deal. Valley News Live crime and safety reporter Bailey Hurley with us today on the program talking about the Fargo Police Department, issues in the department with the morale, an exit of 32 officers leaving not so favorable comments about the chief, and seven early retirements. Now anonymous letters are coming forward saying this is not good. You have a rank and file that are not happy. And I don't know about you, but when a law enforcement officer says, I don't have backup and I'm not happy, and we know crime's on the rise, we know these things are more and more prevalent, it is a scary time, and you want that taken care of. So this is an important issue, I think, just in general for people in North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota. We honor our law enforcement officers. We want them to have the resources they need to take on these issues. It's very, very important. You have any luck getting Bailey back?
Yeah, she's back.
Okay. Bailey Hurley back with us from Valley News Live. You mentioned the one story, the anonymous letter. We had a call today for the chief asking specifically about special treatment for the mayor's son. And there's been rumors floating around that he was in the middle. He said he was not even aware that the mayor's son had been stopped for a infraction and certainly was not aware of any special treatment for him. That's the chief today on the program before you came on, Bailey. What do you know about this story?
All I know is that I filed an open records request to try and obtain the information that has been floated around about this, and so far I have not been able to find any documents that support this story, that this happened, that the chief knew about it, that the mayor was trying to stop Fargo police from investigating. At this time, I have zero documents in my hand that support anything like this, so I can't really speak on that. I know the rumors, and they are running rampant right now, but I have nothing that can corroborate that.
Another texter says, the real question should be, who are the geniuses on the commission that thought hiring an anti-cop cop was a good idea? They should be fired also. The hiring process has come up in this because of some reporting you've done on what the rank and file in Beloit, Wisconsin thought of the chief. Bring us back to the process of hiring this particular chief. Was he the unanimous choice of everybody? Were there better candidates? And was he sort of a PC hire, for lack of a better term, Bailey?
He was the unanimous choice. This was something that I did a story on yesterday. People kept asking, how did we get here? How did we get here? And by all accounts, both commissioners and the city HR department and the police department say that their process to hire people, not only police chiefs, but fire chiefs, city administrators, is as thorough as it can be. They do background checks. They interview the neighbors. They interview family and friends, but they also interview the people who don't have good things to say. Something interesting that I learned when I was talking to what felt like half the state of Wisconsin this week is a lot of them say that exit interviews aren't a thing in Beloit. So while the civilian staff did fill out exit interviews, officers didn't. One officer I spoke with retired as of the summer of 2021, and he was like, I didn't fill out a exit interview, so nobody knows why I left. So that puts a strain on what commissioners and the selection committee have access to. And you also have to have some sort of empathy, sympathy towards the, I mean, if the selection committee comes to me, I'm a current officer in Beloit who has a bone to pick or is unhappy with Zabolski. If I voice that and that my name now gets out and Zabolski doesn't get chosen for this next chief job, am I going to be retaliated against? So I can understand these officers who may have been interviewed, former or current from Beloit, who maybe weren't truthful, because what was going to happen to them if Zabolski didn't get chosen?
There's been good reporting on this, Bailey. You've done a good job. There's been our own Tom Tucker's been on this story, and Cal Cornell and Bonnie Amistadi's sources are amazing. Kevin Wallivan over on the TV side. A lot for the citizens, the taxpayers who pay the salary to chew on. And, of course, the chief telling us today, hey, you're hearing from the ones that don't like me, but there's a lot of people on the inside that do like me. So this is all going to sort out. Bailey, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back Our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
So you've heard the reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made up to $30 million in stock trading on big tech companies like Google, the same company she oversees in Congress. And then there's the politicians who flout COVID rules while pushing for lockdowns. If you're sick and tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax. He's exposing the fakes, phonies, and frauds like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Chuck Schumer. Watch Stinchfield's special series, Exposing the Hypocrites, tonight, 7 p.m. Central on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. America trusts Newsmax, so do I. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV and streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions just like you are turning off the old media for Newsmax. Watch Stinchfield tonight and find out why. You'll love it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind. It is 11 before the top of the hour. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson, riding along with you today. We're going to check out with Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up in a little bit. We have some open phone time next hour to talk about whatever it is you'd like to talk about. Voting rights goes down in the Senate last night. There's never an honest name for legislation anymore, right? It's always like, oh, the CARES Act, you know, the American Recovery Act, the, Patriot Act, it's a game of Washington politics, and voting rights had nothing to do with voting rights. It was reelect more Democrats and let us decide what the rules are. And by the way, all we want to do is make sure our guys win and your guys lose. And so all the rules we changed because of COVID, we want to keep those rules in place. You know, we need a better name for it, I guess, guys, than voting rights. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little irritated because I literally spent about 4 hours last night watching that whole stupid debate.
Well, what rights aren't there? Where are the lawsuits, as Mark Levin said last night? Where are the ACLU challenges to the people that aren't able to vote, that are being suppressed, that are being subverted? It's not happening anywhere, and it's not a problem.
Well, another thing that bugs me, honestly, is the idea that if you don't agree with me, you are trying to subvert our democracy. You're attacking the Constitution. That was something they said that Trump was saying that undermined the country, right? And now they say, if you don't agree with us, you're trying to thwart democracy.
Exactly.
they're doing exactly what they have done for so many. It's laughable is what it is. It's pretty sad. Fun question yesterday. Fun's probably the wrong word, but at least something that led you to say, now there's a question that the President of the United States should have to ask. It was James Rosen, used to be a Fox News reporter, now he's with Newsmax. And he's a wicked smart guy, and the way he poses questions is so precise. And he got up, basically said some version of this. With all due respect to you and the office you hold, sir, a poll was recently taken. And by the way, it was a political consult, I think NBC poll. So it wasn't like it was some, you know, way out there kind of fringe polling. It was left-wing polling. And it said, the question was, you know, is Joe Biden mentally fit? And the answer to the question was 49% said, no, we don't think he's mentally fit. He's in some form of cognitive decline. And Biden was asked that question by James Rosen, and I can't even play you the answer because it was so short. He just said, I don't know why they think that. Next question. Why do they think that, guys?
Why? I have no idea.
Yeah. What's ironic is in that two-hour press conference, you had probably legitimately, I'd say, 10 to 12 examples of why people think he's not mentally fit. Where he just froze up. He just literally froze up and, I probably shouldn't say that. And on the Ukraine, I'm no foreign policy expert, and my eyes generally glaze over when these debates are happening. But two things he said on that front, he has no apologies for what happened in Afghanistan. Really. No apologies for what happened in Afghanistan. Where I might add, there are still individuals that have been left behind because of his incompetence. And then, when Vladimir Putin has six figures of troops at the border,
right,
ready to declare war against the Ukraine, he basically said, well, if he just goes in a little bit, you know, we'll probably look the other way, and we got to get all of NATO to agree, and some of them will probably agree with that, so we'll have to go along. I'm thinking, and again, I'm driving and listening to this, and I'm screaming, holy buckets, he just gave Vladimir Putin a green light.
Exactly.
What in the world is he thinking? And, of course, he's not.
He's not.
This is the problem. And guess what they had to do minutes after that press conference? He didn't mean to say that. He didn't know. Pay no attention to the man there that, wow.
You want a little bit of it? I can, you want a little replay for
it. People, the hospitalizations are overrunning hospitals, and you have docs and nurses out because of COVID. They have COVID. Put thousands of people back in those hospitals. Look at all the military personnel we have there. First responders.
See,
nobody has ever organized. Nobody has ever organized a strategic operation to get as many shots in arms by opening clinics and keeping and being able to get so many people vaccinated.
Nobody. Nobody.
I would like to have Joe Biden, commander-in-chief, leader of the free world, and his explanation of what a restroom is for. Look, this guy just flaps his gums and says the stupidest things, and, you know, jaws were dropping when he did that. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, let's talk about something more pleasant, should we? Let's talk about what's for lunch today, PetroServe USA.
Let's talk about that. Yep.
Galinda and PetroServe USA today, chili with beans, Salisbury steak on NP Avenue, chicken pot pie on 12th Avenue North, West Main, West Fargo, lasagna or beef stroganoff, and the Valley City pulled pork or fresh dip sandwich. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them, Scott.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.